Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, good morning. This is Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver, sitting in this Wednesday morning for Joe Lineham, and we've lots coming up on the show between now and 7am. We'll be listening to the latest from the office market. Is there a full-scale crisis blowing through that sector? We'll find out about vacancy rates and also supply and demand from BNP Paribas Real Estate, and also companies getting increasingly disenchanted with AI. Do they need to find the right platform? We'll be talking to a company called Verodat on that. Their CEO will be joining me. And of course, we'll have all the markets as usual for you. Lots going on the back of the Republican Party convention in the financial markets as well. Let's look through the papers this morning. The Irish Independent reporting on law firms. Apparently, all is good there. Almost all of the country's top law firms are increasing their fees. Happened last year, while a majority of small firms also charge clients more. This is a survey by Red Sea Research on behalf of the wealth management company Evelyn Partners. They say people are either getting more clients or managing to charge their existing clients more money. Not really certain, is there more litigation going on or just more activity, or maybe it's multinational business, but it says 18 of the top 20 firms increased fees. The trend was less pronounced among smaller firms, or only 7 out of 10 hiked their rates. That is in the Irish Independent. Over in the Irish Times, they're talking about Glen Dimplex, one of the few sort of large-scale manufacturers still operating in Ireland, producing all sorts of household and white goods. They have a big plant in Dunleer, County Louth, and the Irish Times reported this morning that a voluntary redundancy package, so essentially workers stepping up and wanting to be made redundant in exchange for money, of course, and an exit package, that after months of fraught negotiations between the firm and the trade union SIPTU, there seems to be some agreement that will mean 60 voluntary redundancies at two sites in the town where there are over 100 staff working. That company is owned by businessman Martin Nocton. The plant and the activity that has been doing is moving off to China. Meanwhile, in the Irish Examiner, they're talking about IMF and inflation. As you know, the kind of conventional wisdom is inflation has been licked, it's been beaten down and is now heading back towards the central bank targets of 2%. Well, not according to the IMF. We're talking about slowing momentum in the fight against inflation, and this could further delay the easing of interest rates. In its World Economic Outlook, the Washington-based fund said stubborn inflation in the services sector could keep interest rates higher for longer, warning that there are many bumps along the path. Effectively, what they're saying is wages are only now catching up with inflation, a bit like we've seen at the Aer Lingus pilots dispute, and lots of other companies will also be hit by something similar. So as a result of that, they won't be lowering prices anytime soon as they pay their workers more. So the IMF sort of putting a bit of a Debbie Downer moment on the general consensus about where we are on inflation.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.